New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to Brayhead. Alex Levitt, how does it feel to be returning to Scotland for next season?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's something I wanted to get done all along, and really happy that myself and the clan kind of found an agreement. And, you know, my family and I are just, you know, we're super excited to get back. You know, we had a pretty solid season last year, and I think, you know, with a few changes that we're making this year to the team, I think we got a real chance to really jump up the table even higher. So I got a good feeling about things.
Now, think back to last season when you first came to the club. What were your first impressions, and did the club live up to those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd known a few guys that obviously had played for the team in the past, and I'd heard great things, and, you know, it was all true. Just everything from playing in the arena, which was fantastic, to kind of how the club treated the players and took care of us and, you know, put us up in a very nice apartment and kind of took care of myself and my family all year. So, you know, just first class kind of all around. And, you know, it's a big reason why I wanted to come back so bad. And I'm just really happy that we found a deal and, you know, really looking forward to being with the clan for as long as I can stay on my skates.
Now, when you look back on last season, results went the way they did, some up, some down. But how do you feel you adapted to the Elite League?
Yeah, it was obviously quite a bit of a different style. You know, for me, at the beginning, it was much different than the other European hockey that I played. It was a lot more like playing back in North America. And, you know, after a couple months, just kind of getting used to the style of play and everything, I really kind of found my groove in that second half of the season. And then playing with Keith here was a big part of that. Really had some good chemistry with him. So, yeah, really looking forward to kind of getting back and, you know, hoping to even put up better numbers this year, and, you know, especially with the team hoping to jump two spots higher in that table.
Now, you're a player that's experienced a few leagues down the years. You've played in different leagues for different teams. Can that experience you've had anywhere else in the world prepare you for what you come up against in the Elite League?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the longer you play hockey, the more things you see, the more things you learn, and you kind of, you know, you kind of play in different leagues with different styles, and you kind of get used to the way certain teams like to defend, and you get new ideas and on how to create offense and all sorts of little tricks you learn along the way. So, I really enjoyed my time playing in Germany and Finland and Sweden and Denmark and all over the place. So I learned a lot from kind of every little place I've been. I've had some good coaches along the way, and, you know, I really have a good coach playing at the clan. I really enjoy playing for Ryan and, you know, really get along with him quite well. And I've learned a lot from him as well. So, yeah, even at 32, I'm sure most guys will tell you you can still learn things and you can still add things to your game. And I'm still always trying to do that.
Now, you kind of touched on my next question there. It was going to be, how much did you enjoy working with Ryan Finnerty? You enjoyed it an awful lot. But how do you feel like your relationship with him developed over the course of the season?
Developed a lot. I think at the beginning of the season, you know, obviously Ryan and I get along quite well, but it takes a while for a coach maybe to trust a player. I don't know if that's the right word, but maybe that's the word I'm going to use here. And I think at first, just my style of play and, you know, and kind of, and things I do on the ice, it took Ryan maybe a little bit longer to trust me. But he did. He eventually kind of saw the good things that I can do out there. And, you know, I felt as the season went on, I got put in more important situations and played significantly more than I did at the beginning. And, you know, I'm just happy that we were able to come to, you know, kind of understanding of what I do out there and how I can help the team. And he obviously helped me make a few changes to my game to how he wanted me to play. And it was, you know, it was a very good working relationship as the season went on. And by the end of this season, I was very comfortable kind of playing the way he wanted me to play. And I'm hoping next season, you know, coming right from the get-go, that I'll be doing all the things he needs me to do out there and, you know, just continue to help the team.
No doubt you've been keeping an eye on how things have panned out for the Clan over the summer, the team they're putting together. What have you made of the signings made by the coach so far?
Yeah, obviously, you know, texting with a few of the guys throughout the summertime and just kind of seeing what everyone's plans were and what everyone's doing. It's always kind of an interesting time because you're never quite sure how the roster is going to shake up. But, you know, a few of the names obviously that are back were huge for us. I think the what the team has done with the British players is great. I think we have a very good lineup of Brits right now, and that's obviously super important to the, you know, the depth of the team. So I think the Clan have done a really good job there. And, you know, the two big names that stick out to me obviously are Keith and Pitt. You know, those are two guys that I, you know, hope to play with you know, at the beginning of the season, and two really good smart hockey players. So you know, definitely those were a couple of names when I saw those guys were coming back. It obviously helped push me in the direction to return to the team. So you know, obviously we still have a few spots open on the roster, and I talked to Ryan a little bit the other day, and you know, he said there's some good things in the works, so hopefully there'll be a few more signings coming up soon.
Now, there's no Champions League to prepare for this year. Does it feel like you have more time to get ready for the new season?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy last year, just kind of getting off that airplane, and then, you know, within almost 3 days, we had a couple exhibition games against Sheffield, and boom, we were on the, you know, flight to Sweden. So, yeah, it was a pretty hectic start to last season. You know, for me personally, I usually like a couple weeks, you know, just to try to get my timing back and get the little easy things that you take for granted in the middle of the season that you don't really have at the beginning of the year with, you know, puck control and stuff like that. So definitely going to be a different start to the year this year. And, you know, I'm looking forward to kind of to getting into Scotland and kind of getting my, you know, getting my feet underneath me and getting the timing back and then getting ready for the Elite League.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.